Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Thor is a bore. Yes, there's plenty of action, lots of quips, and terrific computer-generated imagery, but Thor Ragnarok fails in that most essential benchmark of cinema achievement, emotional involvement. Thor is based on the characters in the comic books created by Stan Lee, Larry Lieber, and Jack Kirby. Thor Ragnarok is a cut-and-paste compilation of contemporary fantasy film and science fiction film genres. The plot has something to do with Hela destroying the Asgardian civilization. Apparently, Ragnarok is a sort of Armageddon. And here, all along, I thought they were saying Ragnarok. Just kidding. Blame the screenwriters Eric Pearson, Craig Kyle, and Christopher Yost. In their theatrical movie screenplay debuts, they wrote for Marvel video games and Marvel TV series. The screenplay goes for the jokey hypnotist, disdain of characters, and mock bromance seen and heard in Guardians of the Galaxy. Those were enjoyable romps. But Thor falls miserably short with asides that aren't really funny. Thor incorporates elements of the Hunger Games in a Roman Stadium face-off between Thor, played by Chris Hemsworth, and the Hulk, played by Mark Ruffalo, with Grandmaster, played by Jeff Goldblum, an even more clown-like substitute for Cesar Flickerman, played by Stanley Tucci. There's a sense of Lord of the Rings in the pompous philosophical pontificating of Thor's dear old dad, Odin, played by Anthony Hopkins. A sequence of spaceship dogfights right from the Star Wars franchise is thrown in for good measure toward the film's conclusion. Don't blame the New Zealand director of Thor Ragnarok, Taika Waititi. He's done his best that he can with the material he was given. The saving grace for Thor Ragnarok are the performances, notably Chris Hemsworth as Thor. That Aussie accent, that charmingly handsome face, those piercing eyes, that amazing bodybuilder's physique. No CGI or special Batman suits needed here. Delicious morbidity is again the stock in trade of Tom Hiddleston as Thor's brother Loki. Cate Blanchett is almost unrecognizable as Hela. Her performance shows through. Mark Ruffalo seems a bit lost as Bruce Banner when out of the Hulk CGI form. Tessa Thompson impresses as Valkyrie. At one point, one of the characters exclaims, quote, "This doesn't make any sense," unquote. I could not agree more. Thor Ragnarok is MPAA rated PG-13 for intense sequences of sci-fi violence and action and brief suggestive material. Opening November 24 are Darkest Hour. Joe Wright directs Gary Oldman, Lily James, Kristen Scott Thomas, and Ben Mendelsohn in the biography drama. During the early days of World War II, newly appointed British Prime Minister Winston Churchill must decide between whether to negotiate with Hitler or fight on. The Man Who Invented Christmas. Bharat Naluri directs Dan Stevens, Christopher Plummer, Jonathan Pryce, and Simon Callow in the biography drama. The creation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol is told. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.